good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sarah Evelyn, and I will be presenting about the impact of light regimes on the life of cut flowers of Anthurium andrenium Hortus cultivars. So a little background, Anthuriums are the second most important tropical flower, cut flower worldwide. Its appeal is partly due to the exceptionally long vase life seen in some of the cultivars. It's of the Ericaceae family. It is perennial and herbaceous, and it also can be terrestrial or epiphytic. It is neotropical in origin, but it can be found at various altitudes and habitats. It also is, the cut flower comprises of different parts. We have the spadix, subtended on a spade, carried on a long, slender peduncle. The spade, which is this part of the flower, it's actually a modified leaf that is heart-shaped, shiny, and puckered. And the spadix, which is this part, is an inflorescence made up of numerous spirally oriented microscopic flowers, and it's protogynous. And these parts are usually called the cut flower, and we also call it the bloom. It is harvested at 75% maturity, which is similar to the picture here. So what is the purpose of this research? Well, since longer vase life is desirable for export, we would like to describe the mechanism that determine vase life, and this will lead us to developing new cultivars and reaching new markets and further destinations. And this is very important for my country, Trinidad and Tobago, because if we have something new to export, we can also lead the way to export other indigenous resources like our cocoa, which has already been exported already in some places. My study focuses on this part to describe the mechanism that determines vase life so that it can be extended. So there are several factors that affect vase life in Anthurium. They can be pathogenic, environmental, or genetic factors. However, we are focusing on just the genetic factors and the mechanisms by which this happens. There are several literature that have proposed several factors, which include senescence, vascular occlusion, transpiration, and water or osmotic potential. So for our study, we looked at Spirit and Honduras, which are two cultivars of Anthurium. And we choose these based on vase life classification of long and short. These are two extreme ends of the vase life classification. And these were noted by Eliwoff in 2005. We also chose them based on availability and because they are in the same color grouping. Our methods were three phases. We have pre-field phase, which is filling cylinders at 210 mils and foiling them to prevent algae growth. Then we went to the field and we collected the Spirit and Honduras flowers at 3/4 maturity or 75% maturity, straight peduncles and low deformity. We cut them as close as possible to the base, put them in a container of water immediately after cutting, and then transport in a cool vehicle to the lab. At the lab, we then recut at 30 cm in length, 45 degrees angles, and put them in this control room we have here, which is usually 22 degrees Celsius and 75% relative humidity. From there, we vary the light, and the differences in light, we use three light regimes. We have fluorescent light at 40 micromolar per meter squared per second, and then we use low and high photosynthetically active radiation, and these were supplied by lighting systems from CID Biosci Incorporated. For our low PAR, we had it at the same quantity as fluorescent light, and for high PAR, we had it at 10 times that quantity. Then we performed two different types of analysis, bloom degradation index, which I'll talk to you later on about, and hyperspectral analysis. We've got hyperspectral analysis, using the leaf spectrometer, also supplied by CID Biosci. And what we did is just clamp on this device to the spade of the anthurium on your axial surface, and we were able to measure the reflectance at different wavelengths. So how do we measure Bloom Degradation Index? Well, this was an index that we derived based on the spadex color and length. So what do I mean by that? Well, spadex, they usually mature from bottom to the top, which is what I said before, it's protogynous, and therefore the color would recede at the tip. So when it has color on it, we would give that a negative value. So that's negative length of spadex color tip divided by length of the entire spadex. And when it reaches zero, no color at all, or probably just the color of the spadex bottom, which is usually cream, that's where we say that degradation starts, or 0% BDI. And for spadex necrosis, it will start at the tip, go downward, and we give that a positive value, which is positive length of spadex necrosis divided by the length of the entire spadex by 100. So if we were to play a bit of a guessing game, we'd look at how much percent of this length of spadex is green, and if you have guessed 30%, that is true, and we give that a negative value, so negative 30%, and for this one, about 40% of the spadex is necrotic, so we give that a positive 40% value. So on to discussion and results. How does vase life vary phosphorid under various light regimes? Well, we notice that Bloom Degradation Index increases over time, and this is what we expect to happen since the flora is degrading over time. But we notice for the different light regimes, fluorescent light, low and high PAR, there doesn't seem to be a difference in vase life over time. And using ANOVA, we found that pH is greater than 0.05, so there isn't a significant difference. Looking at Honduras, BDI again increased over time. However, for the various light regimes, there were significant differences, as the pH is less than 0.05, between the different light regimes. So why did this happen? Well, first of all, Honduras is suspected to have chlorophyll in it, and also because it's darker red, it has more anthocyanin pigment. And because of that, we believe that as we provided more light, it was able to absorb more light, and it was able to reduce the time that the pigments degrade, and therefore last longer. This is similar to something that was seen previously, where researchers use red Sandra rose and looked at red light in particular at low and high light intensities and noticed that vase life was increased. But between these two graphs, we have noticed something very important, which is that vase life, light impact on vase life is cultivar dependent. And that is similar to another study that was seen in carnations, where coral carnation ultimately had an increase in vase life, but Nora carnation did not. Then we look at the reflectance patterns between Spirit and Honduras. At day zero, is when the cut flower is still on the plant. And a reflectance pattern just describes the reflectance percentage at particular wavelengths. And what we notice is three important factors here, that Spirit has a greater reflectance at the lower wavelength. It has a more accentuated increase, it increased sooner than Honduras, and it also has this dip at the 690 nanometer region. We suspect that the initial low reflectance for Honduras is partly because of those pigments that I mentioned before, and also Honduras has three times more wax on its cuticle than Spirit does. Looking at Honduras and Spirit under the different light regimes at day 17, we noticed that the graphs are very similar to what was seen before while it was on the plant, for the exception of Spirit here, where there's a lower reflectance and an exception of a small red dip at high tier, at fluorescent light here for Honduras. Then we look at Honduras at day 31. For the different light regimes, and there's two especially important things to note. One is that this increase here at the 100 nanometer region is more accentuated for high PAR, and this the rate of increase actually varies with the end of vase life seen previously in figure 1.B. And another thing to note is that this dip, which we are calling the red dip, also is more profound at this point in time. And very similar to a study done with calla lilies, where they found that earlier developmental stages or fresher blooms have more accentuated increases as well. So in summary, exposing Honduras to high light intensity appears to extend the time that pigments are maintained. Extension of vase life via high light intensity is cultivar dependent, and early acceptance of the red dip may be associated with shorter vase life. I'd like to acknowledge these individuals. References, questions. I didn't have that. Those were actually supplied by the LED system, so they were automatically things. So I think it would be the same as fluorescent bulbs. It's just a bit higher in the blue regions. Thanks very much. I'll be sure to do that. Any other questions? Yes? Yes, the deionized water.
And then my question was, so it needs to last a long time. 31 days, 6 years.
Yeah.
So are there...
In terms of vase life, well, yeah, that's why I choose to use Honduras, because it's actually on the higher end of the spectrum. So Eli Box reported, who's my supervisor as well, he reported that the longest it ever lasts was about 45, 50 days. So I actually got mine to last a little longer than his. I think, one, they would pay more money, and I think, two, it's good in the exportation trade, because we can actually export it now, well, from my country to other parts of the world. Yes? Yeah. So what this experiment was done in particularly for is to see if there was a mechanism that the vase life of the higher long-lived cultivar was lasting, why it was lasting longer than the short-lived. So by using light, we can actually say, well, there is a mechanism in this cultivar that helps it last longer, even if we apply highlight to it, because we apply highlight to spirit and nothing happened. So from that, we will move on to other phases of the experiment where we could actually identify this mechanism. And then probably another person after me would actually go into the production of anthuriums that actually last longer.